Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today marks a day that in the United States is called Halloween. And I want to talk to you today about Halloween and its meaning, and also why Halloween is not a harmless holiday. I'm going to give you some background information on this secular holiday called Halloween, just to give you some vital information about its origins in order to understand why Christians should have absolutely no part in this holiday. Halloween, observed on the evening of October 31st in most areas of North America and even in some areas in Western Europe, is a holiday that has always been symbolically associated with the dead or with death and with the supernatural. It falls on the eve of what is known as All Saints' Day, which is November 1st, a Catholic and Anglican holiday. It was originally a pagan festival of the dead, but All Saints' Day was established by the Catholic Church in the 9th century to honor Christian saints. They attempted to impose Christian holidays to take the place of many pagan holidays in countries where these pagan holidays had taken great hold. Halloween is also historically related to some other folk holidays in other countries, including the Day of the Dead, which is a Mexican holiday that also coincides with this All Saints or All Souls Day. And it blends Roman Catholic and Native American traditions about the souls of the dead. And on this Day of the Dead, in Mexican tradition, people will decorate their homes with imagery of skeletons and leave offerings of food and for wandering spirits that are supposed to be wandering about in the earth. And they also will tend the graves of their deceased relatives. One of the most commonly recognized images at Halloween is what's called the jack-o'-lantern. And it's traditionally, at least in the United States, been a hollowed-out pumpkin that's carved to resemble a grotesque or fearful-looking face and illuminated by putting a candle inside of it. And this jack-o'-lantern derives its name from a character in British folk tales. And according to these old folk tales, the soul of a deceased person named Jack O'Lantern was barred from both heaven and hell and was condemned to wander the earth with his lantern. And so I bring that up to you to say, to take a look at these various practices of Halloween and understand that they have their basis in things that are absolutely pagan or non-Christian and untrue, such as this practice of making the jack-o'-lantern and putting it on a doorstep or at someone's front door. Another popular Halloween custom that we see perpetuated in the United States is that of children dressing up in costumes and going from house to house. And the most popular costumes that we see associated with Halloween have to do with ghosts or goblins or some other supernatural creature or image. And many, many children will, and even small children, parents will allow them to be dressed up in these most ungodly and very negative images of witches or goblins or werewolves or vampires and the like. It's important as Christians to understand this holiday and its beginnings, because it does not have anything to do with anything godly at all. And participating in something like that is absolutely not in line with the Word of God. In ancient Europe, we find the Druids, and they are a religious group or cult, you could say, who believed in the supernatural in magic. They had priests that dabbled in different types of magic and witchcraft type activities. And they believed that the spirits of those who had died in the preceding year roamed the earth on October 31st, which was the mark of the night when the year was to turn over in their calendar. They mark that as the annual cycle of the seasons. And so at the end of October 31st, a new year would start the next day. And so these Druid and the Celtic people whom they lived among sought to ward off these wandering dead spirits by offering them food and drink. And they also would build bonfires at sacred hilltop sites and perform all kinds of rituals, often involving human and animal sacrifices, to honor Druid deities and try to keep these dead spirits away. Understanding these origins of Halloween is important for us in order to make the very clear distinction that for Christians, this is not a holiday of any kind, and it's not a harmless holiday as has been portrayed in the media for so very long. In the United States, it is so common that the commercialism of any holiday will push people to participate and to spend money and to be involved in it in order to perpetuate the very thing that these marketing people are making their money from. It's vital for us as Christians to make the decision. Halloween is not a good thing, and it is not a harmless thing. And it's truly ignorance and a deception to accept the well-perpetuated lie that Halloween and the scary images that are associated with it are simply harmless and will not have any negative impact on children because it's just all pretend. This is truly a deception that I believe needs to be broken. Now, many Christians are aware that Halloween is not something that they want to get fully involved in, and yet there are many Christian families that will still allow their children to dress up for Halloween and go out and trick-or-treat in the neighborhood. I want to say to you this. We have to be consistent across our Christian life, and it's vital for our children's sake that we be consistent in all areas of life. If you say to your child, well, you know, skeletons and werewolves and vampires and all, that's not good, and I'm not going to let you see that movie, but okay, you can go trick-or-treating with your friends who are dressed up as vampires, werewolves, and ghosts, there's inconsistency there. There is compromise going on. Obviously, we live in a culture where a line has to be drawn, and if you're going to raise your children in a godly environment with Christian ethics and a Christian foundation, you're going to have to be bold enough, and you're going to have to be strong enough, and you're going to have to be inconvenienced at times to take your stand, but it's vital to do so. Otherwise, your inconsistencies and your compromise will eventually catch up with you. And as the children are older, they'll point back and say, well, you didn't see anything wrong with us going and dressing up or going out and trick-or-treating. Why then is it wrong for me to go to this Halloween movie? And I would say to you that as Christians, we need to make sure that we truly are separating ourselves. The scripture tells us that we are to not be overcome with evil, but we are to overcome evil with good, according to Romans 12, verse 21. How are you doing on this issue of Halloween? I would encourage you in this way. If you have been in the practice of allowing your children to participate in Halloween up to this time, and perhaps you know in your spirit and your conscience has been telling you you really need to stop doing that, but it's been easier to acquiesce to their pressure, the pressure of their classmates, to let them go along with it, I would encourage you in this way. The day comes when we have to face the Lord with our decisions and how we raised our children, and it would be better for you to sit your children down right now and say, children, I want you to know I've been wrong. I have allowed you to participate in Halloween in the past, and I know in my heart that is not what God would have us do, and I want you to forgive me for allowing you to do something that I know was displeasing to God. That will take them aback, and they may not be happy with the change that is coming into the family, but if you handle it properly, you will see great rewards. You can then go on to say to them, I want you to know I love you, and we are going to go participate in the Church Harvest Festival. Perhaps there's a church in your area, maybe not your own church, but a church who believes in not being a part of what Halloween is about, and perhaps is offering an alternative. Being involved in an alternative activity to Halloween is not the same as accepting Halloween. Understand, make the decision that you're going to separate yourself from that. Explain to your children why. Tell them you love them and you want to honor God, you want to do what's right, and you don't want to open up your family to things that are wrong influences. And go and participate in a Christian activity such as a harvest festival. Or if there's not one going on in your area, then you have one at your house. Have a harvest party. Let the children dress up in biblical costumes. Give out prizes if they can tell you who the character they're representing in the Bible is and where that's found. But give the children something that will feed their spirit rather than pollute their spirit or defile their spirit by participating in what the world is doing. The day is coming where darkness is only getting darker, as is very obvious in the world today, and the light needs to stay the light and not begin being overtaken by the evil emphases that we see in the world today. And frankly, if my child was in public school and we're going to have a Halloween party, I would not let him go to school that day. I'm just telling you my own opinion, but you can explain, and I'd write a letter to the principal and tell him, you're violating my religious beliefs by emphasizing this pagan holiday and all of its grotesque imagery, and tell them why and explain it to your children, and then give your children a blessing or an alternative. Take them out for something fun on that day and explain to them, we're going to honor God, and God is fun, but he is not involved in wickedness and evil, and we're not going to have anything to do with that. So you can give your children what will be a blessing and not feel like you're keeping them away from fun, but instead explain, we're going to do things God's way and we'll be blessed for doing it. And if you handle things that way, I believe God will bless your family. You'll protect your children from ungodly influences and from a spirit of fear taking a hold of them because of exposure to these ghoulish images that have been associated with Halloween. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, be vigilant, overcome evil with good, and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.